having somebody who's suffering from depression, anxiety, stress, or more serious mental illness has a really big impact on the family. And a lot of people, as Derek was saying, feel very ashamed about it, don't know what to do about it, and it can actually lead to them feeling stressed as well. So it affects their relationships, it affects work, it affects your physical health. It can have a really big impact both on the person themselves and the people around them.
So is there enough help available out there for those people?
Yeah, the situation I think has changed a lot in the last 5 years. There's been a new programme called Improving Access to Psychological Therapies, and what that's done is to develop in England services in every area which can offer the best evidence-based treatments to people quickly to get to. These are free services through the NHS. Just have to go to your GP. Most of the services also you can refer yourself. You don't even have to go to your GP. You can actually get their number, go to their website, and you can usually get into them really quite quickly. My service in Buckinghamshire, we average about 3 days for the first appointment.
And how important do you think it is that we normalise mental illness with things like, you know, soap operas that feature the story?
Yeah, they're really important. I think the thing about being depressed is that you feel alone and afraid. And in that situation, it can be very supportive to hear other people talking about their mental health difficulties. You realise that it can affect anyone, anytime, rich or poor, young or old. Whoever you are, you can be affected by this. One in four of us during our lives are going to experience it. Most of us will have family and friends.
And do you think it's a big problem that people suffer in silence?
Yeah, it's a really difficult thing because, in fact, often the mental health difficulties can get to be more of a problem if you're not actually able to talk about them and start to go out and face them. And you can get into a vicious circle where you feel depressed, so you don't want to talk to people, and because you're not talking to people, you feel more depressed.
Lastly, what's your advice to anyone that thinks that they or someone they know might need help coping with a mental health issue?
My advice would be that people really should look at seeking help as early as possible, go to their GP or contact their local service. And it's a really difficult thing to do, to come forward with a problem like this. So if you're a family or friend in this situation, there's a lot you can do to support and encourage somebody to seek help and support them through the process of getting the help.
Well, thank you, John. Thank you, Derek. Thanks for coming in. It's a really important issue.
We can make it work, which is what we're trying to do, as the doctor said. I'm saying get out there, talk about it, bring it out. Let's get clear. Let's get it done with.
Yeah, let's get it just to be part of life.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it is. It's just a...
Oh, yeah.
Whether anyone likes it or not, it's a chemical imbalance that needs to be accepted. You know, I don't feel any stigma with the fact that I can't walk, and I don't think there should be any issues about any other issues. We should all be proud of what we are. And,
exactly.
And that's the society we want.
Spot on.
Absolutely. Spot
on. But also an important point for people is that there are effective ways of helping people now, but the majority of people who come forward to help will recover from their episode of depression or anxiety, and they'll recover quicker and they'll stay well longer if they seek help.
Yes.
Well done. Yeah.
Okay, right. Thanks a lot, guys.